Penguin Random House Audio presents My Journey by Donna Karan with Kathleen Boyes. Read for you by Kathleen Boyes and featuring an interview with Donna Karan at the end of the program. Forward. I want you to know how much I love my dear, dear friend Donna Karan and how much I admire and believe in what she is doing as a designer, philanthropist, and visionary. But first, let me fill you in on the side of Donna you haven't read about that I find so amazing and hard to believe. She is the most scattered, disorganized human being you'll ever meet. Her attention is fleeting, and she's always changing her mind. She can't remember anything, including plans you just made with her. Chaos is her middle name. So I'm constantly astonished by all she accomplishes. The fabulous clothes, Donna Karan, DKNY, Urban Zen, the art exhibits, the fundraisers, the Urban Zen Foundation. I'm always saying to her, "You did this? Really? When?" I'm now convinced that the dichotomy of her nature and all she creates is a sign of her genius, and I don't use that word lightly. Like everyone else, I met Donna through fashion. It was the late 1970s, and I had just bought a fur, raisin color, and wanted something to wear with it. A friend sent me to Donna, and within minutes, Donna was emptying out her personal closet to help me. That is Donna. You like the chic, sexy shirt she's wearing? She'll take it off and give it to you. Literally. And while Donna's styling you, giving it that right twist and tuck, she'll be offering you a nosh, a green juice, asking how you're feeling, solving your problems, and your kids' problems, giving you Reiki, applying essential oils, and generally planning your life. Donna doesn't just dress people, she addresses them, mind, body, and spirit. She is a creative visionary, passionate.